This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yin's all set. Yin's is a shorter version for Ewan's, which I guess is a synonym for y'all, which is a synonym for you all, which is a synonym for you's guys, which is a synonym for those of you. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. With us today, 2 hours, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. I'm sending you right this moment the back and front cover of the new edition of ESP. Oh, and I'm trying to get it up onto a market for Christmas so that the first 400 are going to be numbered and autographed as first edition of this new edition, which I'm sending you. You're the first person to see what it looks like. It looks similar to Power Tools. It's quite different and has a theme in terms of toward the evolution of consciousness in man.
ESP.
Yes. And I have had to go through it all this last week with Aline, my layout queen, that is, and it's still sending. It's 1.6 megs. It will be, I've gone through the book, and I've actually started reading what I wrote a long time ago. And it even surprises me how much information is there and how deep I understand the concept. At the time I wrote that and did that work, both ESP and hypnosis were pseudoscience. Today, everybody understands what instinct suggests and how important it is in our daily lives. And this begins the first stage on why that became a part of science rather than pseudoscience and a no-no word that it was not used in any of the mainline sciences. Hypnosis was considered. This is before Mesmer and all of those people. You see, I have maxims on animal magnetism. I got in 1970, and that was Martin Eben that wrote that, and the works of Mesmer. And then I studied hypnosis with the Gil Boyne School of Hypnosis and became a certified hypnotherapist so that I could understand what I'm writing now in The Non-Local Mind. This will be the third book that comes out right behind the CSP book, is the idea that your imagination is reality, that hypnosis is an extremely powerful tool that you can use to change into altered states of consciousness where the laws of physics change. Now, imagine that level of contribution. We're not even going to go to what's happened with me recently with the holographic concept of reality. I'm going to, because of a paper that came out last week, probably be given a Nobel Prize. I'm what's called a writer. A writer is that when a person is nominated for a Nobel Prize, if they're quoting their foundation paper on that Nobel Prize to earlier work, that earlier work, which usually is a scientist that was not recognized and deserves the Nobel Prize as the first to think of it. And that's what's going to happen with Garyev and Popov and this new paper on how you can repair cells that have been damaged by X-rays.
So, Rick, how does one repair damaged cells? Because pretty much everyone in the United States is...
That's the latest paper out of Russia and how they're doing it now. And remember, it was originally fullerenes and what we called fullerene water that Ukraine was suggesting to help Fukushima. And the people in Japan ignored it, and now... We're now starting to see how important the buckyball is, what structured water is, and I've already written a comic book, manga, on structured water for children that has been approved by National Geographic for Children in UK. And what I'm needing right this moment is an artist that can take my ideas and put them into a manga comic for use in National Geographic. I'm coming across on all sides at once, and I'm getting tired because of the crap I'm going through. You should have the new cover now. It just went out to you. It should be on your computer.
Okay, I will.
There you go. That's right.
I will fetch it.
Commercial coming up.
Yeah, I'll fetch it during the commercial break because I don't have enough bandwidth here in the middle of CenturyLink.
Welcome to our world of everything is breaking. My computer this morning locked up, and I had to reboot before I could even talk to you. I've got all the different articles you wanted up. When I loaded them, the ads, the extras, the YouTube crap, all of it locked up my computer. That's what's happening today with trying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take a side detour. I'll get my hammer out. Actually, I'm going to get my sledgehammer out. Okay. So here it is. I have been under attack by a company in Utah, and that company's name is Harvest Right. I am livid, fit to be tied, annoyed, angry, and I'm going to expose what they're doing. So I've seen these guys at preparedness kinds of conventions. They have not been to ours, but I've seen them, and they sell this device that's over $2,000 to freeze-dry food. So you can grow it in your garden, you can freeze dry. But this is not a commercial. I'm annoyed with these guys. Here's why. I've invited them to be on the air years ago, and they just ignore me. And that's okay. They don't have to be on the air. But what I don't like about these guys is they attack my screen and my computer and chew up my bandwidth with all kinds of commercials. So if I go to, and I went to the Drudge Report yesterday, and when I went to the Drudge Report, what happened was I got ads nonstop from Harvest Right. I go to do a search on something, ads from Harvest Right. Everywhere I seem to go, I get plastered with these ads. I don't want to buy their product. I don't want to see their ads. And so I was so annoyed yesterday that I looked them up on the internet. I got their phone number and I called them up. And I said, how do I stop your ads from attacking me and my computer? I'm sick of it. How do I stop it? And the gal who answered it, she was kind of stunned because no one had ever called to say they had a problem with their advertisements. Well, I do. You know, I don't mind an advertisement here and there, but I'm sick of being bombarded everywhere I go on the internet with Harvest Right. I am not going to buy your product. I'm not going to do it. And if I were going to do it, I would not now because of the harassment. That's my perception. These are my opinions. And if you'd like to sue me, please do. And we'll talk about it more. Have your lawyers call me. Have them. And we'll talk about it. But it's not going to be fun. And I'm not going to stop. I'm sick of these nonstop Harvest Right advertisements. So, there you have it. So, lock up my computer. It's annoying. Who do they think they are? And why do they think that I'm interested in their product? Why? What makes them think that? So, that's my feeling about Harvest Right. Now, you know, class, when someone goes after an advertiser on the radio, it's a kiss of death. It absolutely is. Because advertisers pay for the broadcast. Well, not here, because I wouldn't allow Harvest Right to advertise on USA Prepares. Because of, I don't think their methods are very nice. I mean, do they say to the Drudge Report, listen, we want nonstop coverage. We want every screen that gets refreshed, we want nonstop Harvest Right ads. Is because we want to sell these multi-thousand dollar freeze dryers? Is that what this is all about? I am not signing up for this. So that's my thought about that. Advertisements. And I'm sick of the nonstop calls, which have spoofed phone numbers. So I'll see a local phone number come up on caller ID, and I'll think, well, it's one of my neighbors. And it's somebody telling me, well, this is very important. This is about your Visa or MasterCard. Well, nobody calls about Visa or MasterCard, both in the same sentence, when it's a bank. They don't do that. It's either Visa or MasterCard. It's not both. Okay? So I'm sick of that. And by the way, where is our protection from the big G, the government corporation that's supposed to be protecting consumers, if you will? Where is that? And how does this no call list work? I tell you, it doesn't work. Rick, are you getting calls from these people harassing you nonstop? Did I lose Rick? Hey, Rick, you there?
Yes, I am, finally. I'm having trouble trying to get everything loaded so I can talk coherently. I'm being attacked also right this moment.
Don't you despise these pop-up videos and audios?
It is the newest form of Internet, and it's wrong. And everybody is using it, and YouTube is compliant. Facebook is just as bad. I mean, it's terrible what's happening.
It used to be you could put your YouTube video up there and it would run.
Now you have to watch a commercial before you can get it in, and it will interrupt the thing to do a second commercial. It's worse than television.
It is worse. And in terms of minutes of advertising, if you look at the percentage of advertising versus the percentage of content, YouTube is out of control. They put as many as 9 commercials. We would strip them out. Ron Gibson would strip them out on his YouTube channel for USA Prepares and for what really happened. And YouTube would put 9 commercials back in. And then we used to get comments on YouTube like, what's up with you guys? So you say commercial free, but they're not our commercials. YouTube sticks them in automatically. It's YouTube. So we used to get beat up. Ron Gibson pulled all the comments from his channel. So, you know, if you want to beat us up, you'll have to find some other way. But that goes for Mike Rivero as well. So the comments from Mike Rivero show what really happened, and USA Prepares, the comments have been disabled for quite a while now. That's because of abuse. That's abuse from the trolls, and it's getting tougher. And one day we're all going to be gone. Now what are we going to do?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and he's a physicist. Rick, I refreshed, and it's a big country, or trying to get halfway across it at the speed of light, and I still don't have the cover, but, you know, it'll be here soon, I guess, you know, sometime within the next hour.
Now, just erase everything. I can't believe what's happening to me. I'm under attack right this minute. I can't even close anything. I'm going control alt delete, and
you need my hammer?
Todd, go do something while I try to fight myself into getting on this.
Look at, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow class, I'm going to be
delete.
Hour number two will be just me.
Everything.
And I'm going to be sharing with you some tips about plumbing. Things that, do you have a toilet that leaks? And I'll tell you some simple fixes, and I'll tell you why toilets seem to leak. I'm also going to tell you how to repair that easily, and what to buy and what not to buy. I'm also going to tell you about wiring problems within your home. Simple things that happen that cause electrical outlets to stop working. So if you have a room, as a matter of fact, what happened yesterday, well, not yesterday, a couple days ago, I was invited to one of our instructors' homes, and he said he has this problem. He's been trying to diagnose why the outlet doesn't work in one room. But it's not just one outlet. It was the overhead fan didn't work, some wall outlets didn't work, and some switches didn't work. And they used to work. And he was wondering what happened. So I told him what to look for. And so he took all the receptacles out of the wall, just unscrewed the two screws that hold the receptacles and switches and pulled them out. So he could see all the wires. He didn't disconnect anything. Everything was connected. And he was wondering, why don't these things work? Because they're all connected. And I'll tell you what happened. We were able to diagnose the problem within a minute or two or three at the most. And so I'll tell you what happened and why. It'll take a little longer than the seconds I have right now. But that's tomorrow, hour number two. And if you have some suggestions of better ways of doing things, better than the ways I'm suggesting or better than traditional ways, I'd love to hear them. And you'll certainly be able to call us. I'll give you that number right now. It's 866-582-9933. That's between the hours of 9 and 11 a.m. Central. And that's in the morning. And one other thing I'd like you to do. I'd like you to, as homework, if you're going to be in class tomorrow and listen to these simple fixes, I'd like you to have a mental image of what I'm talking about. So the way to do that is to go to the internet and look up toilet, okay? And click on images and look at how a toilet is fastened to the floor and how the plumbing is connected. That way you'll have a mental image. The other thing I'd like you to look at is a wall outlet and look at the images of how wall outlets are wired. You'll have that mental image as well. Or keep them on the screen as I discuss it, and that'll help you. Ricky, you back?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. So speaking of plumbing, I'd like to share something with you. And you mentioned structured water. Now, for a long time we'd been talking about structured water. We haven't talked about it recently. But one of the ways of structuring water, as I understand it, is to have the water come down a spiral, like in a funnel, so that it just doesn't glop into the funnel.
It counteracts the Coriolis forces of the earth. And so the Coriolis is the way water runs down a sink. If, because of gravity and the spin of the earth, and it changes northern and southern hemisphere because the earth is on a tilt, and it wobbles. And that pole shift is why we're going to have a pole shift, is because of the wobble. The Hopi used to do a ritual called the ritual of the wobble egg. It is the earth that wobbles when it spins on its axis. And that wobble causes a perturbation that at some point reaches a point of no return where everything flips over to the other side and the pole has been reversed. This is on NASA's site. They have a demonstration of how they have something that's wobbling as it's rotating and how at some point it flips. This flip is a natural occurring phenomena that has happened over various centuries and is semi-predictable. It is after 24,000 years. We're right at that moment, right now, for another flip of our axis.
We'll be right back.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert is reportedly trying to name the whistleblower in the Trump-Ukraine controversy that's at the root of the impeachment inquiry. During a rare Wednesday night impeachment hearing, Gohmert listed names of people he wanted to testify, and one of them was reportedly a person whose name's been floating around as the whistleblower concerning the president's July phone call with the Ukrainian president. Democrats have been urging Republicans to not out the whistleblower for fears of privacy and safety issues. After the Federal Reserve policymakers' final meeting of the year ends yesterday, the Fed chief says,
"We believe that the current stance of monetary policy will support sustained growth, a strong labor market, and inflation near our symmetric 2% objective."
Saying interest rates will hold steady. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door."
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I have been talking about structured water. So, Rick, when you pour water down the drain in North America, the water spirals down the drain if you have a sufficient amount of water, right? And in that spiraling, doesn't it go counterclockwise in North America?
That's correct. That's because of Coriolis forces. So okay. To restructure now, the water, when you pour it into your mug or whatever thing you're going to drink out of, you pour it in the opposite direction to restructure the water from the forces that are on it at this moment. That means you pour it into your glass clockwise, and you use a funnel where you have the water hit the funnel in such a way that it hits the funnel at an angle and goes into the glass, the opposite at going down the drain. That alone will restructure a minimum of 60% of the water going into that cup. A simple process that changes everything in the way that water metabolizes in your body. Just that alone makes a difference. And that's one of the most recent discoveries of what water is and why water is has memory.
So I looked up structured water, and there are devices that you can buy for an enormous amount of money, at least in my
world. It's all about money. Yeah.
Right. Simple. So here's what one of them I saw, I believe, does. I didn't see it operate, but I saw it had a base. Like, I'm talking about a base like a 1960s vintage blender. So it had a motor, an AC motor, with a cord that you'd plug into your wall outlet, and an on-off switch that would start this motor. And then there was a pitcher that was attached to, you just set this pitcher on top of this motor base. And I believe that there's no real shaft that comes out of the motor that drives with a seal, a spinning shaft with a liquid tight seal like a water pump. There's nothing like that. What I believe this thing had was a magnet attached to the vertical shaft of this motor base.
Yeah, like sure.
And then another a piece of ferrous material inside this pitcher. And the ferrous material would magnetically, we'll call it bond or attract to the magnet on the motor. And as the motor would spin this ferrous material that would start a whirlpool action in the pitcher. So it would look just like something in a blender spinning around, and it would cause this vortex. And it was a device that was to structure water. Now I understand that, and that kind of makes sense based on what you said. But I happen to be in Menards a couple days ago, and I saw in the plumbing department a device to attach hot water heaters to the water pipes of a house. And they had a couple different kinds. They had a braided one with a plastic liner that could sustain the temperatures of a hot water heater. They had another kind that was stainless steel that had ribs in it that you could bend, which was flexible as well. And then they had a third kind. And the third kind, I believe, would adapt to what you're talking about. And that's where this question is going. So this third type is a piece of copper pipe. And it's flexible, but you can't bend it and rebend it and rebend it. You can bend it once. And what it has, it looks like BX cable or armored cable that you would use for electrical wiring. It had a spiral copper exterior. And I'm looking at an image of this, and it's called a water heater connector. And it's probably around $12 right now. And you can get them in like a foot long or 15 inches long or 18 inches long. And it's spiral on the inside and spiral on the outside. And I'm thinking that if you adapted a piece of copper, it's copper, if you adapted a smaller diameter piece of copper inside that, and then you poured water between the inside copper pipe and the outside copper pipe, it would have to spiral around and around and around. And so for $15, you could make your own structured water device. Now, would that work, Rick? What I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's any time you turn water against the Coriolis force, it actually restructures. Just the way you pour it into a cup makes the absolute difference on whether the water goes to the urine or bladder or it goes into the cell. It's as simple as that.
Okay, so is it possible, Rick, then to just cut right to the chase of this whole thing and go to the junk store and buy a blender that has
there you go. That's how you do it. The blender, usually, or centrifuge, has to be for days in terms of getting a 99% restructure. But 60% is for sigma and, you know, error coefficient. And there you are. That's all you need. Is 60% makes more than half the water now accessible to the body.
So really, all we have to do is find a clockwise rotating blender. I don't know. I haven't checked ours, but you know,
or
going
just
in the next
funnel. The way the water goes into your tub.
Mm-hmm.
The way, you know, you don't even have to structure it in the line. Just the way it's going into the tub, into the sink, into your body.
Okay, here's a real simple way of doing this. So we have a Pro Pure water filtration canister here at in the kitchen. And there is a stainless steel spigot. And you turn this lever, and it opens the valve, and the water comes flowing out. I believe I could very easily get a piece of stainless steel, a strip of stainless steel, put it into the end of the spout, and have it rotate clockwise. I'm talking about taking a strip of steel, maybe a half an inch long, quarter of an inch wide, and I don't know, 20 thousandths of an inch thick, maybe 30 thousandths, and twist it so that it has a slight twist in the clockwise direction. Stick it in the end of that spout, sterilize it, and then every time I turn on that spout, the water will come out spinning clockwise. Will that do the job?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I want to do. Because that's easy. That's really easy, and it'll work every day. Every time I get water out of that Pro-Pure water filter. That sounds good.
As simple as that, and what you've just done is made the water more accessible to your body functions. It's simple. Water is perhaps the single most important molecule in our life, and it's everything. It's life. Water is life, if you want to look at it like that. And just changing the way it enters your body makes all the difference in health, longevity, and quality of life. Simple, simple, simple.
Okay. Speaking of simple, I remember when our boys were in Cub Scouts, and I remember making with our son a Pinewood Derby car. Did you ever do that, Rick?
Yes, okay. I did, actually.
Okay. I'd like to share with...
You know, boy scientist, boy mechanic.
Uh-huh. Right, right. Well, in 1953, the first Pinewood Derby was held... in California by a Cub Scout pack. And the idea was you could take wood and you could take four nails to be axles and have four wheels. And the idea was, can you make your car, your little Pinewood car, with certain standards that you could not exceed, you know, limitations of design, beat running downhill by gravity, strictly gravity. There's no engine, there's no power, there's no sail. It's just strictly gravity, downhill race. Could you make your car have an elapsed time faster than all the other cars? And that's all you had to do to win the race. Yours just had to go down this slope. And so there was a competition to make your car go faster. Well, later, the Boy Scouts sold a kit, and it was sold through BSA, Boy Scouts of America, and this is when Boy Scouts were really worth paying attention to. You got a block, so this kit, I think, when we got ours, was $2.50, and it had a block of wood, which was it was pine, and it had no knots in it, so it was clear, and no knots, and everybody's was the same, a clear piece of wood, but there were slight differences in the weight because of the trees that were used, but it was a little over 5 ounces. And you got four plastic wheels, they're all the same, four nails that were kind of like nails that you would use for something for finishing, and four wheels. And that, so you got four wheels, four nails, and a block of wood, nine pieces. And the idea was you could shape this block of wood if you wanted. You could make it a wedge, or you could leave it the way it was, or you could modify the block of wood. You could use a handsaw. You could use carving tools. You could make it look fancy. You could make it look sleek. You could make it look like just a box or a rectangle, or you could make it look like a formula racer. But you had to use this piece of wood. And you had to use the four nails and the four wheels. The idea was, what can you do with just that and make yours go faster than everybody else's? What can you do? So you could whittle it with a hand knife. You could use bandsaw. You could use carving tools. And so our son and I built one, a father and son project. And that's the way it's intended to be. It's not intended to be just a Cub Scout trying to figure out gravity and friction and kinetic energy, you know, all by himself. And you're allowed to do it with dad or a parent or an adult. But what it's not supposed to be is the adult, you know, going out to the lathe and making it for the scout. It's supposed to be a joint project. Well, can you tell us, Rick, what you tried with your Pinewood Derby car to make it run faster than others? And I'll share with you what we've done and things that we found that work. Because the reason I'm going through all this is because these are the same laws of physics that apply to everything every day.
It's called drag, and what you want is the weight or brake horsepower cross-sectional frontal area of the thing. The smaller the front end, the faster it would go, and the longer would set up a bow wave of air that reaches a maximum. There's only a certain speed, like a boat going through water, that can go through water in terms of how long the boat is for the wave, the bow wave, and the drag. And that's where your cross-sectional area is brought to a minimum. That's why race cars always had a point on it. And then they were streamlined. They were small, and you put your head down so you didn't have a drag with the air on your head, and you put your head inside the canopy so that it could have less drag on the air, and off you go. I also used to add grease to the wheel to make that actually less friction so that the bearings were working more properly.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, we're talking about the Pinewood Derby, and this is a race that Cub Scouts are involved in. And it's not the point of this discussion is not about just the father and son interaction or the parent and son interaction. It's about learning about how things work on this planet. Where you'd learn about friction, you'd learn about the coefficient of drag, you'd learn that there is a relationship between the frontal area of this little race car that's just 7 inches long, would have based on its shape. And you could, and when you go to the eliminations, the actual race day, you'll see all of these different designs. And some of them are just beautiful. I mean, painted by, well, heck, the fathers are machinists. And you can see that the child didn't do that. But, so you get to see a lot of different things. And I'll tell you what we found, Rick. I had a stopwatch. We had one of those, they called them in Virginia church tables, which really meant folding table with a vinyl formica type top. And so we put it on an angle that we thought would be similar to the angle that we would be experiencing on race day. And I had a stopwatch, and our son and I would try different things. So we would time it from the start, the launch, until it crossed the finish line, on just putting a box under this table on one end to have it slope downward. And so we tried things like, we tried grease. We tried, how does that compare to like a lanolin, which would be used for reloading. You'd lubricate the shell cases, the brass cases, with lanolin. We compared that to Mobil 1. We compared different weights of engine oil.
did it now.
Okay. And then we compared it to
carts down a hill.
Graphite.
Oh,
graphite. Are you there, Rick? We compared it to graphite. Graphite worked the best. Now, maybe graphite wasn't available when you tried yours, but graphite was vastly superior. And the difference, having your car perform 1% better than the others, was the difference between winning and losing.
1%. What happened to a more simpler way of life?
Right.
I missed the go-kart part of not having the pressure and the demands of performance. Just playing go-karts, you're bringing back memories of a much simpler way of living.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're talking about the 60s, for sure, maybe even the 50s. And in the 1960s,
I built
a go-kart. I built a go-kart out of a lawnmower engine, Briggs & Stratton.
I built a lot of go-karts out of boxes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just little cardboard boxes. I remember doing that. And now, it's different.
Well, okay, so that's...
Boxes are different. Good gosh. I mean, it's crazy.
Rick, so you and I are from an era where we used what we had and we were innovative. And that's kind of why we are the way we are today. That's why we like certain things.
Shut down and folded, mutilated, or otherwise spindled. I mean, I don't understand this. I'm completely right. That's a thing. Julie and I started laughing. The language of Gen X is right, and isn't that right? Right, right. And the way they talk is different, and I had to go back to a more simpler way of being. And
okay, so our son, talking about the young people, our son asked this girl out, and so she summarily shot him down. Boom, it was over. So he had her cell phone number, so he sent her a picture of dinner. He said, "This is what you're missing." I approve of all these things that our children do in response to this rude. I mean, what's wrong with saying, you know what? Thank you anyway, but no. They've got to be shot down with like a howitzer.
Well, you sent me, for example, a link that talked about a fast-moving snowstorm that caused a 50-car pileup. Now,
right.
I'm watching the way Gen X's drive on what we call tailgating, because everybody's in a hurry. And I watched how there's a 5-car pileup because everybody is following too close to each other because we're all in a hurry.
All right, let's talk about that when we come back. I've got some comments about that, and I'm not sure what the right reaction is. I don't know if the reaction is I should take my pistol right out of my belt and put it on my dashboard.
We have a cannon mounted on the front and rear of my car.
Let's talk about these things, and we'll get back to the Pinewood Derby, because I want to talk about some of the friction issues, because they affect miles per gallon in your automobile. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And if you'd like to go to his website, that's RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight?
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.